broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Voice.
Hi, this is Sean Klein, host of Everything But the Kitchen Sink. You're tuned in to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G.
Ladies and gentlemen, the late early recordings of Roger Miller.
Your kisses aren't the same as they used to be. They used to be so hot they sent a chill through me. You used to treat me good, but now you're not so kind. Keep hoping, baby, you will make up your mind. I guess you're forgetting me. Still, each day I'm anxiously waiting, hoping you may change your mind. Guess you're forgetting me. Babe, a long, long time. I'm ready for you now to be making up your mind. You used to say you love me, but you don't anymore. Sure wish you would love me like you did before. I guess you're forgetting me. Still, each day I'm anxiously waiting, hoping you may change your mind. Guess you're forgetting me. To walk, you'd put your hand in mine, but now you act as though you'd rather walk along behind. Tell me, what's the reason for the way that you feel? Can it be you found yourself a better deal? I guess you're forgetting me. Still, each day I'm anxiously waiting, hoping you may change your mind. Guess you're forgetting me.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Country Jamboree. I'm hosting it this week, and we're going to play recordings by me and my sweetie's favorite artist, one of their favorite artists, Roger Miller. But we are going to play recordings that probably haven't been heard in many years or at all. This is a Bear Family 2006 collection called, forgive me. Early day years of Roger Miller, A Man Like Me. And these are going to be from the sessions that we can get in here. Only 17 songs in this, and I hope I can do a whole show with 17 songs. I'm not sure if I can yet, but I'm going to try. They're coming after me for doing that. So if you like this, I hope you do, whichever station you're listening to this on. This is kind of something I like to do every once in a while, give a little history of country music as it was. So we are listening to the Starday recordings, which, by the way, there were two recordings available on Starday and on Mercury. Apparently they made a deal with Mercury, and I believe that had to do with George Jones, because Starday wanted his song to get more known. So they made a deal with Mercury to release a lot of Starday masters to Mercury, which apparently after a while they gave back to Starday. But these are the Starday recordings, and we just heard one called You're Forgetting Me, and that was on Starday. And the other side was Don't Stop Loving You. Can't Stop Loving You. And I think that'll be the next one we heard. So, and these are going by the masters. So, we're not doing that one. Okay. We're going by the way these were mastered, I guess. So we started out with a Starday master, VW14786, which was the one you just heard. 14767 8, 8, 8, and 1, 4. Well, we won't be dealing with that. We'll just do it in the order of this collection. This is put out by Bear Family, and it's an interesting collection if you really want to hear the early recordings of Roger Miller. These were late 57 session in Houston, Texas. Producer Pappy Daly, I think, was one of the owners of Starday Records. Roger Miller, vocal, guitar, others, details, unknown. So these other three recordings are from the Starday session, and we'll get to them right now. By the way, if you like this, write us at cj@theglobalvoice.info. Here's a song that was on the Mercury label, My Pillow.
Pillow, you're catching my tears again. Why can't these lonely nights come to an end? I once loved someone, but now she is gone. Oh, why must I cry on and on? Pillow, you're catching all of my blues. I lay here crying every night through. She won't even write me a call on the phone. Oh, why must I cry on and sense of just sitting cried. Somebody tell me, what am I gonna do? Feeling like this, I can't live my life through. I tried so hard, but I can't stop loving you. Sense of just sitting cried. Somebody tell me, what am I gonna do? Feeling like this, I can't live my life through. I tried so hard, but I can't stop loving you. Little John lived on a mountainside.
never thought much about taking on a bride. Finally he up and he married one day. She didn't like the country, so she done run away. Poor little John, poor little John. Your mama used to love you, but your mama's gone. What you gonna do living all alone? Your mama used to love you, but your mama's gone. Make a monkey out of me. Life gets lonesome on the mountainside. Guess that's the reason little John said and cried. Poor little John, poor little John. Your mama used to love you, but your mama's gone. What you gonna do living all alone? Your mama used to love you, but your mama's gone. But your mama's gone. What you gonna do living all alone? Your mama used to love you, but your mama's gone. Your mama used to love you, but your mama's gone.
So therefore, his first recordings on the Stardate label, or Mercury, depending which version you got. And Stardate and King, well, Stardate basically later on in the 60s leased the licenses to sort of King's other label to budget labels, so you would always see, like on Guest Star, there was Roger Miller's Who Shot Sam, but I think they played the wrong version. I think they played the George Jones version. And Design Album, and I can't remember the name of the album that I had My Pillow. And of course, I used to think they were new recordings, and then realized they were very old recordings that were never hit. So they used them. Of course, he went to RCA Victor for a while before he ended up on Smash Records, and of course, we know the rest. And then we have a box set of two of the Stardate stuff with Poor Little John and My Pillow. By the way, the other song between My Pillow and Poor Little John, which I never had before, was Can't Stop Loving You. Okay, that was the session in late 1957. Now we're moving up to 1958. Now, there are only two tracks in this one, and I believe if they were released, they were on Decca, because I see Decca catalog number. So, December 13th, 1958, at the Broadway Film and Recording Studio, Box 18th Avenue, that's an interesting, 804 18th Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee. And producer was Paul Cohen, and Roger Miller was vocal, Owen Bradley was the leader, Walter L. Hank was the, oh God, I can't read this one. Sorry, folks. Sugarfoot, some kind of guitar. I'm sorry, not very good as a musician. Douglas Eugene and Donnie Young. And Lefty, Donnie Young and the Lefty guitar, and Jack. Well, I'm not going to read the name because I'd have trouble reading, and I'm not doing as good of a job as I want to do. So we'll just say these are from December 12, 1958. These next two songs, and let it go at that. And I apologize. I'm not very good at reading small print with my glasses the way they are. I'm getting old. And these glasses are older than me in many ways. Here we go. A Man Like Me and The Wrong Kind of Girl from 1958.
I walk the streets and wring my hands, trying hard to understand, but I just can't make myself believe that it's for good she's gone. Why do I go through this pain? Day and night it's all the same. Heaven help a man like me who walks alone. What they were, life's so different without her. Heaven help a man like me who walks alone. Wrapped in the arms of the wrong kind of girl, her jukebox are my only world. What could have happened to the big plans I had? My life is so wasted on things cheap and bad. I once had ambition, set out to become the world's greatest something. But what have I done? I'm a prize-winning nothing, no good to the world, just wrapped in the arms of the wrong kind of girl. I used to dream of the wealth I would gain by many great deeds, I would gather my fame. But you can't live on dreams, and soon came a time when wealth and success seemed to leave me behind. I once had ambition, set out to become the world's greatest something. But what have I done? I'm a prize winning nothing, no good to the world, just wrapped in the arms of the wrong kind of girl.
I like that one, Wrong Kind of Girl. I think that's also in my other box set. Anyway, that's from 1958, and also from 1958, A Man Like Me. These were recorded June 11th. No, December 11th, 1958. Now we're going to move to June 20th. Is it 20th or 30th? June 30th, 1959. And two songs recorded from this session. Also, we're still at the Broadway film and recording studio in Nashville. So there's two more songs from that later session. About 6 months later than the other one. Interesting. So here we go.
Green grows the flowers. The world can be ours. Ramona. Ramona, I love you. But they say you're too young to leave home. Too young to marry, but you're too old to only hold hands. How can them that it's only right that we marry. Is there a way someday maybe they'll understand?
Your father says no.
I can't live any longer. If they don't agree to let you marry me, sweet Ramona,
your father says no. What he don't know is I love you.
Green grow the flowers, the world can be ours, Ramona.
Oh,
chasing women, picking fights with one and all. And now Jason Fleming is quite a man. He raises Cain with who he can. He goes out nightly and has a ball and whoops it up from wall to wall. Tells the band to play it slow. Now you play it slow, you are out you go. Jason Fleming chasing women. He's a swinging daddy-o. Bottles flying, women crying, ceiling sagging, about to fall. Jason Fleming chasing women, picking fights with one. He learned to stomp. He stomps so loud that they run him off, right in the middle of a whooping cough. Deal the cards and let them fall. This old boy, he beats them all. Jason Fleming chasing women. He's a swinging daddy-o. Bottles flying, women crying, the ceiling sagging, about to fall. Jason Fleming chasing women, picking fights with one and all.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one. I like those two. We had Sweet Ramona and Jason Fleming. And that was from, as I said, that was from recording session in 1959, June 30th. Well, we go to the next recording session, from no date, unfortunately. It's apparently started. It doesn't keep very good records of their stuff. But this is from 1959 Stardate Studio. And it's at 5557 Dickerson Road in Nashville, Tennessee, instead of Texas, where they originate from. So we got a few recordings from this one, this session. There are actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we'll have a break in between the fives. But here we go with the Stardate recordings from sometime in 1959. Let's see how he... As you notice, he gets the records seem to get more groups in the background and stuff, so I guess they're trying to define how to make them popular. Anyway, here's one called Country Girl.
I met you, my country girl. You didn't have a thing. I fell in love, dressed you up, then I bought the ring. I was teaching you to love, you were learning fine. Then one day you learned too much, and it poisoned your sweet mind. Now you've gone and left me, you're with somebody new. But I wonder if you told him I bought the clothes on you. When you two were dancing and you whisper soft and sweet, I wonder if you'll tell him I bought the shoes on your feet.
Yeah, he did two other people's songs. He did Fair and Young Country Girl and Webb Pierce's I Ain't Never, which was popular back then. So I wonder if these were done for like those rip-off sound-alike records. I don't know. Anyway, when we come back, we'll play him doing a Buck Owens song. So enjoy. We'll be back in a minute.